Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn, our guest today, longtime friend Linda Powell. She is Director of Media Relations for O.F. Mossberg and Sons. They've been building incredible firearms for a long time. We're going to get the history of this family company and what's the latest and greatest from them and a whole bunch more. But in the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And to one and all, hope everybody's having a great national holiday of Texas.
Yes.
Hunting season, the general whitetail season, has opened this weekend.
Yep.
And let me forewarn everyone about it. I mean, there's a lot of elements because of the drought in evaluating game animals, obviously removing the extra mouths, the surplus doe, free-ranging exotics or exotics, if it's available in your place. But remember, particularly those hunting in the north zone, this is a short year. By regulation, the whitetail season ends for the north zone the first Sunday in January.
Okay.
This year, January 1st, is on Sunday. So as opposed in years when it goes to the 7th, you know.
Right.
We're missing a few days. Now, South Texas goes all the way to January 15.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, there's the late spike in doe season. Mm-hmm. Plenty of opportunities to hunt. But also coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He has a spark on his face.
You're biting my tongue.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, if you haven't voted early, you've got to vote on Tuesday. It's just too damn important.
It is. If you're a a firearm owner, whether you're a shooter, hunter, or you just have firearms for protecting your family, this I think is probably the most important election of your life.
And the influences that are taking place are not just at the federal level,
right?
And it's not just being challenged here in the Lone Star State, but sister states around the, I mean, have varying degrees of litigation, backward, crazy ideas, you know, that run contrary to the founding fathers, you know, outline that has worked for a few years.
Worked for a while, yeah, and I want to throw in something. This is purely personal, friends, believe me, but being a veteran, okay, if you are serving our country or if you have served, do remember that a couple of weeks ago, Hanoi Jane Fonda was in Texas campaigning for Beto.
Uh-huh.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's guilty by association, friends. That offended me no end.
Yeah. What we do on the 8th, you talk about veterans. Uh-huh. Coming up on the 12th is Veterans Day.
Right.
To recognize those that have served. And, there's a responsibility, and I think there's a lot of the country that is awakening to, rather than going with the masses or the group, you know, or listening to the propaganda, are thinking it through and going, wait a minute, that's not benefiting me,
right.
You know,
right?
That's not right, and so let's speak up and.
Yeah,
voice it.
But get out there. You know, don't be lazy. Don't get the attitude that you know, my vote's not going to count, or it's going to be rigged, or it's a conspiracy or whatever. Just get up, get out there, and vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Moving back to I don't know how, quite honestly, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, you know, Second Amendment is not outdoor. It certainly is.
Yes.
But on the weather scene, we've mentioned it last week. Just to monitor some things, looks like we've got some weather. I'm kind of tired of this muggy, warm weather that we've had in Houston.
My nose is, I think. My nose has been
other
crazy
parts enough. Of the state may have seen some cooler temperatures. But through the month of November, we are going to see that transition. We are going to see cooler weather. Based on the old Farmer's Almanac.
Bob was waiting for that.
Yes, oh, I know. With bated breath, and I see he's taking notes.
Yeah, right.
November and December is forecast to be a few degrees, about 3 degrees warmer than normal, and precipitation level a little below.
Yeah.
But then the change really takes place when we change to a new year.
Right.
January and February are going to be running 8 to 7 degrees, respectively, colder than normal.
Uh-huh.
And so another reason to take, we don't have the Forbes, we don't have really the acorn mass that we thought we would. Uh-huh. Some people have not started feeding fortified cottonseed. Shame on you.
As we all should, yeah.
All right. So, you know, we need to remove those to have whatever's available, you know, for the white-tailed deer that are going to carry over and continue to reproduce the herd.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got any news?
I got a report, yeah.
What do you got?
Finally came out this week, the Texas Auto Writers Association, their annual Texas Truck Rodeo.
You were involved with that at one time, weren't you?
I was 3 times president of the Texas Auto Writers Association. Yeah, and a great event this year. I just couldn't make it. I had a conflict, darn it. But it was a very successful event. And these awards are very important to people that make trucks and SUVs. Let me run up from the bottom to the top real quick. Best new feature was the Hurricane twin turbo engine in the Wagoneer. And these other awards, best personal appeal was the Ram 1500, best performance, Ram 1500, best value, Genesis GV60, best interior, Toyota Sequoia, best exterior was the Toyota, best interior, Grand Wagoneer. And they get up to the categories, heavy duty pickup, the Ram heavy duty Rebel, green vehicle, the Genesis GV60, luxury pickup, Ram 1500 Limited, off-road pickup, Toyota Tundra, full-size pickup, Ram 1500, mid-size truck, Nissan Frontier, luxury SUV, Genesis GV60, off-road SUV, Toyota Sequoia, full-size SUV, Toyota Sequoia, mid-size SUV, Nissan Pathfinder, compact SUV, Mazda CX-50, and then the two top listings that everybody wants, the Sport Utility Vehicle of Texas, the Toyota Sequoia, the Truck of Texas, the Ram 1500.
Now, wait a minute. Were all manufacturers represented?
No. Our friends at Ford were not there, which was a surprise to me. But
okay, well, we need to make sure that point is made.
I made it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. We got a big show headed. Linda Powell with Mossberg mm-hmm. is here.
You.
Neat lady.
Knows all.
And looking at their website, I'll give you an advance. It's Mossberg, M-O-S-S-B-E-R-G, mossberg.com. Just the wider range. Everybody thinks shotguns.
Yeah, right.
But there are a lot more.
So much more. You bet.
And we'll be talking about that. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. We're going to find out what Harold's been driving right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. This portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Folks, Harold and I have both benefited from working with these people.
Indeed.
And it's absolutely amazing what you can do and how much broader the application is. And many people think of, well, I can see stuff at night.
Yes, you can.
Well, on a hunt that I did
with
Tom Claycomb, TC3 and I, we're eliminating unproductive ground, much like unproductive water when we're fishing.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, but at night, we're looking, we're not seeing any of the heat reflections. We're moving through, covering a lot more territory much more quickly. New products are coming out. Prices are coming down.
Right.
Quite honestly, how we are dealing with staying abreast of this information, I don't think you can do it individually.
No.
You need a pro.
I needed them to help me sight it in, and they did.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they're there to assist. They're a service-oriented company. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call, 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. For you price shoppers, hey, buying and making a wise investment certainly is well worth the dollar spent over saving a buck or two. Okay. What's going on with Best Bets?
Well, let's take a peek. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday's a good one. Monday and Tuesday are the first of two of four best days for the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, three more good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will continue to adjust. So look for this most active period to begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active feeding period occurs from early afternoon until just after sunset. Just a reminder, this Sunday morning, November the 6th, 2 a.m., daylight savings time will end. on Tuesday, November the 8th, of course, as we mentioned, it is an election day and appropriately a full moon.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. All the vampires can get out and vote. Anyway, on the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, we'll each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday through next Sunday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. And I'm sorry, I meant werewolves can go out and
vote. Is that what it is?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. On the coast, we're at the time of year where it's pretty simple. Fronts are starting to move through with a regular basis with the wind shift. That's going to blow water out of the back marsh and back lake areas. We see this mostly on the upper coast, southwest Louisiana, Sabine, into the Galveston, Trinity Bay complex, on down to Matagorda. And you really need to do the advanced planning. Have your charts and look and see where your options are, because it may say it's going to come from one direction, but then it can shift during your fishing foray, okay? Back lake areas in behind Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, Padre Islands. Just going to dump some areas out, dump some water out of the back lake areas, and fish are going to set up to be opportunistic and ambush fish.
All right.
Okay. Water temperature is going to be warmest, obviously, down the lower Laguna Madre, and there's just a plethora of fish down the lower Laguna Madre, Brownsville, Port Isabel, South Padre, Port Mansfield. It's just a really, really neat place, south of the land cut, all right? One final thing for you to take a look at. On light wind days, if you've not done it, a lot of boats can make the run out to 9 nautical miles. Fish some of the structure. Phenomenal red snapper fishing that's available. And as the water chills, we're going to see those blackfin tuna move in as well.
Okay. Let's head up to East Texas. Check out the lakes. Fork. Crappie fishing has been really heating up as the water temperature cools down to the 60s. Limits of quality fish on trees in 18 to 28 feet of water. Some fish are suspended in the midsection of the trees, and some are on the bottom. Lake of the Pines, catfish are good on baited holes in 15 to 20 feet of water using cheese bait. Crappie are good on standing timber in 20 to 25 feet of water, biting on minnows and jigs. Black bass are good in 2 to 8 feet of water using crankbaits and chatterbaits. Sam Rayburn. Bass are biting crankbaits, spinnerbaits, jigs on shallow points in the backs of the creeks and ledges. Carolina and cranks are working. Crappie are migrating from brush to the creeks in 12 to 14 feet of water, hanging on brush and timber in 27 feet of water. Tyler, crappie, catfish, and bass are loaded up on brush piles into 10 to 20 feet of water. Bastrop, bass are good working grass lines in 5 to 10 feet of water, throwing flukes. Spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, 4 and 5 inch worms, crawl worms, or moving baits like shallow crankbaits or walking baits. Palestine, bass are good on wacky rigs and shimmy shakers in 2 to 3 feet of water. Crappie are in the river channel around natural timber in 17 feet of water. Fish green-headed jigs with a minnow. Tawakoni, crappie have been good suspended on deeper main lake timber with jigs out fishing the minnows. Largemouth bass have been good shallow on top waters at daylight, quickly transitioning to shallow using rattle traps, weightless flukes, the bites near the docks, and the retaining walls. Texoma. Birds everywhere are leading the way to feeding striped bass. These bass are excellent on 5-inch paddle tail swim baits in 5 to 10 feet of water along flats and long points in the main lake. Switch to live bait or slabs under working gulls later in the morning and throughout the afternoon. Whitney. Bass fishing is good in the backs of the creeks on artificial baits. The slower the presentation, the better. Or you can get lucky and catch them schooling every now and then.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir is up another half foot. That's 27 and a third feet and still rising since mid-August. That is phenomenal. Catfish are great in 38 feet of water on points and suspended in 50 feet of water, biting on cheese bait or punch bait. Black bass are starting their fall pattern and following bait. Secondary points are holding fish. Choke Canyon, crappie are good on deep brush piles and standing timber on live minnows. White bass are good on main lake humps, being caught on jigging spoons or minnows. Falcon, Catfish are good in 10 to 12 feet of water at the mouth of creek channels on shrimp and stink bait. Larger fish being caught on cut bait. Bass are good around the rocks in 10 to 25 feet of water on soft plastics. Brownwood, bass are excellent to 8 3/4 pounds in 5 to 15 feet of water on jigs and glide baits. Allen Henry, cooler water temperature has moved the fish shallow. Crappie are good on brush piles, though, deeper at 22 to 29 feet of water. And Meredith, I just love following Meredith. I remember what it was.
Yeah.
But it's still about 57 feet low, but they've adjusted, okay, to the lower water level. Bass fishing's good. Catfish are good. Walleye are excellent on artificial minnows and crawlers in 20 to 30 feet of water. And the report says really a couple of very nice walleye were caught this last week, both released to swim and fight another day.
I love it. And that is a beautiful area.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Bass are a blast early on top waters and even throughout the day. Floating fakes?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not a fakey. Okay. They'll get you some big bites, by the way. You can also catch plenty of soft plastics, jigs, crankbaits, or jigging spoons. Striped bass and white bass will hammer those crankbaits and jigging spoons, too. I fished Buchanan a lot as a youth. We used worms.
Okay.
A lot of worms. Anyway, LBJ. Crappie continue to be good with chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water. Catfish are good with punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water. Bass are good up the river and on the main lake, throwing soft creature baits in the grass. Travis. Bass are biting good on topwater baits and small crankbaits. Most of the fish are moving shallow and can be targeted with shad-style baits. Cloudy days with wind are fishing the best.
Okay, on the hunting scene, dove hunters, the north zone season continues through November 13th. Central and south zones have closed until the second split opens statewide on December 17th, all right? And then they're going to have different close dates for south, central, and north.
Okay.
All right. Whitetail season, we mentioned, is underway. So is the real grand turkey fall season. You've got duck season that is opening, light and dark goose season that has opened. These seasons are going to run, close, reopen for the second split, and will conclude somewhere in the latter part of February, depending upon the area. Quail season has opened, runs through February 26th. And that gives you a good smattering.
There's a lot going on.
Of what's happening, okay?
Well, you can check that annual online now and find out where what's going on.
Or on your, or get the app, you know, on your phone. So
Parks and Wildlife.
On or off-road?
Anywhere I wanted to go. The 2022 Toyota Tundra Limited Crew Max. Painted supersonic red, by the way. Look at it. Interesting, Tundra, no more V8s.
Really?
No more V8s. They had it was a powerful engine that they had, but boy, it was a gas sucker, you know, but no more V8s. Now it's the I-4s, still the same catchy name, 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6, but it's putting out 389 horsepower, 479 pound-feet of torque, tows 11,120, 5.5-foot bed on this one, four-wheel demand and part-time all-wheel drive with electronically controlled transfer case and auto-limited slip differential. Their safety sense package with the pre-collision stuff, full speed range, dynamic radar cruise control, lane departure alert, steering assist, I mean, the works. Beautiful 20-inch alloy wheels inside, all the goodies that you would expect, certainly massive stereo. Heated and ventilated front seat, so I really, really like that. But this thing had a pile of extra goodies on it. JBL 12-speaker premium audio system, the premium package with LED headlights and towing technology package. Their compatible wireless smartphone setup. Again, the 20-inch alloy wheels, but this is the TRD Toyota Racing Division. All the little extra goodies, Bilstein shocks, skid plates, mud guards, TRD engine start button, red. Kind of cool. Heated leather steering wheel, rock rails, more. Heck of a vehicle. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway for an average of 19. A lot of power out of this V6, though. 51.9 is the base. This one loaded with all the goodies. I don't think there's anything else you could add. You know, even had a performance air filter. $60,318, plus, of course, your ever-popular TT&L. But it's pretty cool. 22 Toyota Tundra 4x4 Limited Crew Max.
I've got a little contribution to the automotive section of our show.
Okay.
Want to give a shout out to Steve Merle, longtime friend, sales manager at Helfman Ford, mm-hmm. off the Southwest Freeway, just outside of the Beltway. Helped my son get into a new 2022 Ford F-150.
Okay.
And he tried to do some things, you know, with buying a good used vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Got two lemons.
Yeah.
And consequently ended up being upside down.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So what we normally look at in a Lariat feature or something mm-hmm. didn't really make sense on the financing. We had to, you know, had to make some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the XL, which is the base model.
Right.
But they have an STX, okay, and it's 4x4, mm-hmm. four-wheel drive.
Right.
A lot of the accessories that were in this vehicle, we went V8, what I call the 302, you
yeah.
know.
The 5-liter. The 5-liter,
yeah, the 5-liter,
yes,
yeah. you know, great engine. Really, really impressed with the level of product. I mean, okay, it doesn't have power seats.
Right.
But for most of us, you have a setting. Anyway,
right.
for me, it's all the way down, all the way back.
Yeah, right.
you, know, yes. you know, you have your setting.
Yeah,
you know,
of course. All the way up.
right. Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but a great vehicle, really snappy, and got the extended warranty.
Good.
Just said, hey, I'm tired of hearing about automotive problems.
Mm-hmm.
Got in finance through Ford Motor Credit.
Okay.
Good folks.
Yeah.
Really good folks, and really excited for him to be in an F-150
mm-hmm.
to hear all the reports. And I also heard that the 2023s we can start placing orders for now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go back in.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
All right.
Only fair.
We're going to take a break from automotive to firearms. Linda Powell from OF Mossberg & Sons. She's on her way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. With Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, what you just heard are not just words, but fact.
Okay? Absolutely.
And just to hit some high points here, number one, all the ranchers that are using it are reporting a better than 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen. It's free choice, and these
but
animals,
they only eat what they want. That's a good
that's,
point. Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah. It really is. That's just kind of the nature of wildlife, all right? And as we've mentioned, with the drought that we've been in, there's all sorts of reasons, but with the drought that we've been in, we don't, even with the rains we've had, we're not producing the tonnage of forage that normally would sustain animals through the winter. We told you about the cold that's been forecast in January and February. You've got antler growth, then mama deer putting babies on the ground. Every day, 365, you ought to be feeding fortified cottonseed. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch their video. Get to know the individuals that are behind it. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. They will bring you a truckload or whatever you need if you've got a big operation. If you've got something that you can handle on your own, go to Tractor Supply and pick you up a few bags. Right. Okay?
You betcha. You betcha. And now, joining us, longtime friend, Director of Media Relations for O.F. Mossberg and Sons, Linda Powell. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be back on the air with you guys.
Well, it is, and I've got to ask this right off the bat, though. Is there any truth to the rumor that all the walls of your house are covered in bear fur?
I don't know where you might have heard that.
If you're not a record holder, you are definitely the most prolific bear hunter I have ever known.
Everybody that knows me says it's a bit of an obsession, and I probably can't disagree with that comment.
Anyway, let's kick this thing off. O.F. Mossberg, what, oldest family-owned firearms manufacturer in America, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, give us the history.
It goes back to 1919, and O.F., Oscar Mossberg and his sons decided to start building guns. Oscar himself was in his 50s and had been working for other manufacturers, but they started dabbling at night in a kind of loft over a garage building guns. And the first one, which will probably surprise people, was a little 22 pistol called the Browning. And they built over like 32,000 of those, and it's probably run of 12 or 13 years. But fast forward now, 100 plus years later, still a family owned and operated company. We've got a fourth generation who's at the head of the company. It's truly a privilege to work for a company that has that kind of history. And I love the fact that they still focus on, from the very beginnings, they wanted to focus on building the most affordable, high quality firearms so everyone could get involved in the hunting shooting sports. And that's still our philosophy today.
Good morning, Linda. How are you today?
I'm great, Bill.
Hey, listen, when people say Mossberg, so many think, oh, shotguns.
Our age.
But at mossberg.com, y'all's website, it's obvious, and we know, Harold and I know, that y'all are so much more, handguns, shotguns, obviously, for different applications, and we'll get into details there. Rifle lineup. What's hot right now? What's newest off the assembly line?
Well, the latest thing we just introduced, in fact, last week at the NASGW Wholesaler Show, was our Patriot Predator bolt action rifle in the 7mm PRC, which is a new introduction from Hornady. That's truly a category that has been hot lately. These precision rifles, long-range cartridge, and, we've been a big player in that category for some time.
Absolutely. Also saw something else from you. Well, a couple of things shotgun-wise. I know Harold did a review of one of your shotguns, field-grade model, that I have yet to get my hands on to test. But also what really intrigued me, because I love to turkey hunt. A 20-pound bird can get me as stirred up as much as a 650-pound bull elk.
Isn't that the truth?
But you've got a turkey rifle that comes out, And if memory serves me correct, you've got that's available in both 24 and 18 and a half inch barrel length, right?
Yep. Our new 940 Pro Turkey shotgun. And I'll go in. We just picked up an award for the best new shotgun through Caliber, which is provided that award's produced by POMA, the mm-hmm. Outdoor Writers Organization at NASGW. The 940 platform itself, though, is just incredible. We introduced it a couple years ago. The first model was a competition model that you might remember that Jerry and Lena Mitchell at Competitive Shooters used. And we've made that kind of our flagship autoloading platform now. Some of the key things I love about it, this one hits home for me, is you can run up to 1,500 rounds through it before it needs cleaning.
Oh, wow.
Because I have to admit, I hate to clean guns.
Well, yeah, I think we all do. Let's pause on that, Linda, because we got so much more to talk about. Let's get our mid-show break out of the way and then come back and talk more Mossberg with Linda Powell right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Brad Wiest. I have the honor and privilege of working alongside my brother Travis and our mother Joy here on our historic ranch and at Natural Bridge Caverns, our family business. We love the land, love this place that we grew up on. We're growing and expanding, you know, everything that we have here to offer. You know, each generation has an opportunity to build upon what the previous generation did. And Capital Farm Credit is a partner in that. With them, we are able to grow this legacy.
Visit CapitalFarmCredit.com.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
We continue our conversation with Linda Powell with OF Mossberg & Sons. We're talking firearms. And before we went to break, we were talking about their 940 Pro Turkey shotgun. Linda, I know that you all have a short action protection, you know, shotgun. But I'm looking at this 18 and a half inch going, this could do double duty.
Mm.
I mean, you know, not only the fiber optic sights and using it for hunting purposes, right, but then also that that's close at hand if you need to protect family and home.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody looked at that in that regard?
Oh, and I think so. No question about, you know, the shotgun's so versatile and being able to hunt with it, use it for personal defense. And you make a very good point with this short barrel. You know, if you're looking for one shotgun to do it all, you know, it's at home in the turkey woods, but it also could be used for a defensive platform. You know, if you predator hunt, there are people that use shotguns for that as well. You know, that shorter barrel comes in handy. So, I mean, I think it's a great all-around choice. And one of the features that this gun has that I think just is a home run that people don't appreciate is we've actually made a cut in the receiver where you can directly mount a micro dot optic to the receiver. And the beauty of that is you get proper eye alignment. I'm telling you, when you throw that gun up, that red dot is already on your target. It's amazing how intuitive it is.
I got to talk to you about that gun.
Well, I mean, getting back
you
to
you won't miss any turkeys.
but getting back to shotguns, I mean, the classic 500, how many of those things have you guys made?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's a great question. We are in excess of 12 million now.
Oh, wow.
and that was introduced in 1962.
Yeah.
And, you know, is used in all five branches of the military. In fact, it's the only gun that has passed the mil spec for military use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no question. There's probably a 500 in every home out there.
Well, I know I have a couple, but then that rock solid, those dual action bars on that thing, it's always going to work. It's always going to shuck. You just got to do your job.
Yeah, exactly. It's again, fantastic. When we talk about versatility, there are so many accessories for that, barrels, stocks, you know, you can really customize it to fit whatever your needs are.
Yeah. Going back a bit, you're talking about the Brownie, the 22 that started it all, which is funny because not too many years ago, of course, COVID's got my brain fried. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, you came out with the MC2 pistol.
Everybody's going,
what's Mossberg know about pistols? And you got to inform them. That's where you started.
Yeah, and that's what really surprised people. So, and we did it in 2019 to coincide with our 100th anniversary. Ah, we actually introduced to start out with the MC1, which was a little subcompact. But since then, we've kind of improved on that, and we have our line of MC2 pistols, both a subcompact and a compact model. Again, we've gotten that optic cut in the slide, so you know, for people that may be like us that have ailing eyes, it's nice to be able to put a red dot sight on your pistol. They're 9mm striker fire, lots of options, and just a really solid, reliable contender in that market. You know, a lot of people say, why are you in handguns? And I say, why would we not be?
Right.
We're visiting with Linda Powell, O.F. Mossberg and Sons, talking about the great lineup of firearms.
Yes.
Not just shotguns.
Right.
Not just handguns. But going back to the rifle, I remember our friend Tom Claycomb III, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, had a Patriot and just the classic .30-06. Uh-huh. And at night, just using a traditional scope, not night vision, thumped a big hog up in the hill country. You mentioned the new 7mm PRC that you're, using Hornaday's great ammunition. Anything else new in that lineup, or any tweaking or changes to the action that you all have done?
Well, it's a very solid platform, and we just continue to expand on it. I think right now we have close to 60 different models, so everything from kind of a compact hunting model to long-range platforms. Also, we have some scoped combos. So if you really just want to go buy a rifle and be ready to go out into a field, we have that available. Calibers, too, ranging everything from .22 to .50 up to .375 Ruger. So pretty much regardless of what you're hunting, we've probably got a Patriot rifle to fit that bill.
You've also got a price to fit the bill, too. I mean, that's the thing you guys are certainly legendary for, is the value for the bucks.
Yeah, and I tell people, you can put more money into a rifle platform if you want to, but there's really no reason to. I have this new Patriot Predator in the 7mm out at a shooting event a couple of weeks ago, and we were hitting targets at 880 yards. And the price point on that rifle suggests retail's $550, but I'm going to tell you, you'll probably find it at a retailer for under $500. So yeah. What more could you want in a rifle than being able to hit targets at 800 yards? Put your money into the optics. There's nothing wrong with, spending less on the rifle and more on the optic when you get the quality that we've built into a Patriot.
Absolutely. Mentioned briefly, and don't want to overlook, your Shockwave and Cruiser, talking about defense-type models.
Yeah.
That's something, and I didn't realize it in the Shockwave. I knew it was available in the 12, and I knew it was available in the 20, but I didn't know that you had a 410.
Yes, and that's sweet.
We do, and that's become very popular because, obviously the Shockwave, if you're not familiar with it, it's not shoulder-mounted. It actually has a bird-head grip.
Right.
So it's handheld. You either shoot from the hip, or there are techniques where you can, sight with it as well. But being able to shoot it in one of those smaller gauges, whether it's the, 20 or the 410, does make it more comfortable. And with today's choices of shot shells, it's a great home defense gun. Also think about it if you're camping or backpacking. It's also very easy to be mobile with it. So it's just a really solid platform. It does take, I will say this, takes a little bit of practice to shoot it and learn to aim it correctly, particularly if you're hip shooting it. But, as far as being compact and reliable, Shockwave's a great choice.
Yeah, a couple of things on that, because I did tests on them on the 12 and the 20. One, do not put it up against your hip like the cowboys do, okay?
No,
don't
you'll
do
have
that.
A big bruise.
Don't do that, or a broken pelvis. Also, and I saw a picture of somebody with one, and they had it up near their cheek, and I'm going, oh, no, No. You know, the 12 was the first one I shot, and I went, hell, hello. You know, hang on to that thing. Then the 20, and you remember a conversation. I said, what you really need is a 410. I'm not taking credit for it, but you said, we're doing it. You know? And that's got to be sweet. I haven't shot that, but that's got to be just wonderful.
It is, and one of the great things, too, you know, there are laser saddles that you can put on them, so you have a nice laser for sighting purposes, too.
Yeah.
And I was just out at Gunsight a couple of weeks ago, and we were doing a training class with it, and they actually teach a technique, kind of a push-pull technique, mm-hmm. where you can actually hold the gun, the shockwave, up at eye level and shoot it and aim like you know, would with a shotgun, but the technique allows you not to also hit yourself in the face with
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. I like your suggestion of putting a laser sight on it. You're such an experienced hunter, shooter, and as a lady, for someone that's maybe just looking for that home protection, mm-hmm. With so many, you know, single women, you know, so many coming in as new firearm owners.
Right.
Any suggestions on that as far as home protection goes?
Sure. You know, it's hard for me to say that I wouldn't always recommend, you know, for someone who maybe has less experience, and particularly a family, too, to go with a pump action in probably like a 20 gauge. That way it's easy to manipulate. Most everyone can handle the recoil. They're reliable, so you don't have to worry about, you know, issues there. I mean, that's always a solid choice. But I will also mention our new 940, we do have a tactical version. And having a semi-auto 12-gauge that has an adjustable length of pull also makes that a superior, I think, choice for home defense, too.
Letting the action, you know, when it cycles, you know, absorb some of that recoil.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, that's great. That's right. Great. Well, time, of course, is our enemy, Linda. What is that website?
No,
I'm sorry. What's the website that people can go see all these goodies?
Yes, go check out everything at mossberg.com.
Okay, and good stuff. I have several. I need more. I'll call you later. I got something I got to have.
I'm going to call her.
Okay.
I'll be glad to hook you guys up.
And I also look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas in January.
I know. SHOT Show will be here before we know it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's all wear our protective masks.
Very good.
Anyway, thank you so much for your time today, Linda. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. It's great to catch up with both of you.
Thank you. Linda Powell, Director of Media Relations for OF Mossberg & Sons. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we're still raising funds for ducks.
Yes, and indeed we certainly are. November the 8th, San Angelo Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in San Angelo. November 10th, Victoria Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in, guess where? Victoria. November 10th, Aggieland Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Bryan. And you can find out about all of those and other ones at ducks.org. And then you can go to one of those great events, help out those ducks, in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, the official lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News is Hybrid Light. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more kits with a little bit of everything in it. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge miraculously for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, TEXAS20 at checkout at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Linda Powell from OF Mossberg & Son. Website, mossberg.com. Phenomenal, phenomenal lineup firearms. And next week, be sure and tune in, because Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor, the world famous, renowned.
You tracked him down.
Bob Zeglin.
Okay.
Will be joining us.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The man knows all.
He does. He does.
But keeps learning, too, which is amazing. Yeah, Bob's going to be a
lot. If we don't keep learning, you know.
You think? You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of good information next week. You betcha. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, we archive the shows there. So if you go, what were they talking about? Was that a 935 or a 500? Well, just play it back, and there it is, okay? And just remember, when you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there, okay? So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.